B96 with Morgan Carla Mornings and Ahmad the Amazing here, who has apparently sold an item that was near and dear to him at one point, but was no longer needed.
Yeah, my boots. They were a little too thick.
And I'm curious what happened here. He's been very vague with us. I don't know if you got scammed, if you almost got scammed, if you got robbed, if you almost got robbed. So please do share the story.
Let's remember this is a judgment-free zone.
Okay. No, it's not.
These are the Planet Fitness studios.
Exactly.
Okay, fine.
So I wanted to get rid of these boots on Facebook Marketplace. And I posted them up. Someone in my neighborhood responded, I could walk there. I saw his picture, nice family man. He looks like an honest guy.
You know, first off, I hate when I put things on Marketplace, how quickly my messages fill up with just
bots.
Disasters. Bots.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. Yeah, so you do got to check their profile and see if it's a real person.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was. But the thing is, he says, hey, I'm over here, but I need to meet you in the alley. I was like, okay, cool. I get there.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool. After I need to be, but I need to meet you in the alley. Why the alley?
It's daytime. I was okay with it.
The answer to me, I would always say, no.
No.
This is sketch.
We're meeting in a parking lot in broad daylight.
Yeah. It gets worse. I pull up. I'm like, hey, I'm in the alley. He goes, leave the boots in the alley. And I'm going to try them on, but I need you to walk around the corner. And I was like, oh, what? Maybe he has a weird thing about his feet. I don't know. And so he says, if I like the boots, I'll leave the money there. I was like, oh, okay, I guess. This sounds terrible telling it back. And so
this is also sketch. I would be so long gone.
Okay, you know what? Before you finish the story, let's go through your actions.
Yeah, okay.
Just to recap.
Yeah, a little recap.
Mm-hmm.
A stranger you don't know asks you to meet them in the alley, and you agree. There's decision number one.
Okay.
Decision number two, he says, leave the boots there.
Mm-hmm.
You walk away. If I like them, I'll leave the money there. Scout's honor.
Uh-huh.
What was your next move?
I went around the corner.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. What was he hiding for? First off, didn't you see his Facebook?
I did. So I saw his face.
Oh, why hide? Is he shy?
Maybe he's shy about his feet. That's what I thought. But no, he wasn't just shy. He just wanted to rob me. I walked back around the corner. No boots. No money.
No money?
Ahmad.
It's so stupid telling it out loud.
Like the least surprising ending to this.
I'm glad you're laughing, Debo.
Because, I mean, hey, at the end of the day, I wanted to get rid of them. But I wanted some cash for them. And
well, the market for used cowboy boots in Chicago probably isn't that great.
Exactly. So I was happy to get rid of them for a little cash, and I didn't get any cash.
Okay.
You
just got rid of the boots.
Yeah.
You gave them to a good home, I'm sure.
I mean,
he needed them more than you.
I guess so.
I think, though, if you learned anything, whenever it starts with meet me in the alley,
it's probably not a good sign.
Because there's so many other places you can meet. You could, like Carla said, you can meet at like a bar or a business. You just meet on the corner.
Yeah.
But the alley? But
like
sketch.
He'd be like taking out his feet and putting on boots. Some people are shy about that.
Maybe he went for a walk to make sure they were comfy. And you just didn't give him enough time.
No, I waited about 5 minutes.
So, so then did you go back to Facebook and go like, hey, man, or did he block you?
I'm blocked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm blocked.
And then he went, wow, this was the easiest.
He's like, this guy is dumb.
Scam that I've ever pulled. All right.
Just way too naive.
What do they say in Texas? Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
You know, sometimes these things happen. 877-591-9696. Curious if you're listening. You tried to either buy or sell something and it went awry.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? What was the thing that let you know that it was sketch?
Meeting in the alley, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe they said, let's meet specifically in the alley.
Make Ahmad feel better, because
please.
I think we all
have fallen victim to dummy things
before. Yes, we've all been scammed or made to be silly.
Yeah,
idiots. Just call me an idiot, please. 877-591-9696.
It's B96 with Morgan Carla Mornings. Ahmad the Amazing here got scammed.
Womp womp.
Womp womp.
Did he get scammed or did he willingly give those away?
I wanted money, so no.
bare minimum, you got duped.
Yeah.
When somebody on Marketplace tells you to meet them in an alley,
just leave it there.
Leave it there.
Yeah.
It's usually not a good sign. But we want to know who else is either you tried to buy or sell something and it went awry. 877-591-9696. Sydney and Barrington, who was part of the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia, it was a Lollapalooza ticket scam. And this was this like this year?
Yeah, this happened like a month and a half ago. I was trying to buy, Lollapalooza tickets for my boyfriend's birthday, and I found this girl on, she was actually on the, it was like a Lollapalooza Facebook page that had like 90,000 members in it. Mm. I was like verifying with one of my friends. I was like, is this legit? I've never done this before. And he's like, yeah, that seems actually legit. Okay, so this, I put a message in the chat thing, and it's like, hey, is anyone selling Thursday Lollapalooza tickets? And I had a couple people comment, and I was like, I don't know, some of these look sketchy, but then this girl seemed legit, and her and I were texting all day on Messenger, Facebook Messenger, and she's like, okay, I'll give you one of the tickets if you give me, you know, the money for one of them.
Okay.
Two of them.
Sure.
And so I said, okay, sure. So we were texting, and she, quote-unquote, sent me the tickets. I swear, this looks like the most legit, like, Ticketmaster ticket I have ever seen.
Wow.
Like, it went through my Apple Wallet and everything.
Wow.
And I showed my boyfriend. I was like, hey, surprise. And he's like, dude, that's not real.
Oh,
that
no.
Completely different color shade of blue of the actual Ticketmaster, because, you know, they have, like, blue on their, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
And he's like, said that's not real. And then I, like, went back to message her. I'm like, yo, so what is this? And she blocked me.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
That's impressive scamming, though, that they're able to figure out a way to get that into your Apple Wallet.
Right. That's scary.
Oh, it was insane. It was, and he's like, this is the craziest thing I have ever seen, like, a scammer go through for, like, $200.
Yeah.
Well, I think also, when you buy Lala tickets, it's a legit wristband. I don't think they do any digital.
Like Ticketmaster?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's true, because you end up getting,
Oh, Sydney, what a that's bummer, such a bummer,
Sydney. So are you going to make it to Lala? Yeah. Did you find a way to?
Yeah, I actually found some on Vivid Seats that are, like, legit.
Okay,
so I paid a lot more on the forum, but, I mean, you know, it's a learning experience. It happened. But we're still
going to
have fun either way.
Hell yeah.
That's such a nice way, an optimistic way to look at it.
Yeah, and I mean, at one point you go like, what am I going to do? Like, the money's gone, it happened, then you got to move on.
I can't do anything about it, so I'm like, you know what, you live, you learn,
It
is what it is, let's go have fun.
Yeah, well, have fun at Lala, and I hope that we see you out there.
Yeah, me too. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, all right. Bye, Sydney.
Bye, Sydney.
Grandma Debbie, so we're talking about when you either bought or sold something and it went awry. Could be on Facebook Marketplace or any of those, like, online things, scams. Grandma Debbie, what did you buy?
I bought a car seat for my grandson, so when he came to Florida, I wouldn't have to rent one.
Oh.
So, first place, we were meeting in a bowling alley, a lot of people. Okay, good to go. Get to the parking lot. I get a message from the lady. I have to meet her at her house now. So I call my daughter, tell her, send her my location, send her the address that I'm going to go. She's really freaking out now.
Your daughter's like, no, don't go to her house.
Yeah, that's so sketchy.
I know. So I go to the house, and now there's a guy in the garage, no lady.
Shady.
So I quit giving him the money, take the car and left because I didn't look at it, get home, give it to my boyfriend. He brings it to Florida, get here, put it in. There's no straps. And when I messaged the lady, she's like, I gave you the straps. I said, first of all, I didn't even see you. I seen some guy, and I do not have the straps.
We never met.
I lost $125, but I did put on Marketplace that it was a scam, that she scammed me.
Yeah.
So everyone else kind of knows because, $125 is a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And that's bold to scam somebody who comes to your house.
Yeah.
Because now, you scammed me. I know where you live.
Exactly.
And I would be back for those straps.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll come back strapped. Like, come on.
Oh, okay. Carla is strapped now.
Just kidding.
Everyone, yes. Everyone be aware.
Be aware of the scammers.
Send your location. Yes, and send your location to somebody who knows.
Yeah, it is such a bummer that we have to watch out for the scammers, but it's just this is the world that we live in. It's just the thing that we got to deal with these days, right?
Yeah. It's all good.
What, did you end up getting like an actual car seat though for your grandkid?
Yeah, I just went and got one from Target. We used it twice, and then I brought it back.
Good old face.
Oh, you returned it?
Well, we only used it twice.
There you go.
You know, it doesn't count as scamming if it's a major corporation. You go,
right.
Debbie.
Yeah, you get it. All right, Debbie, have a great day.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. All right, we are commercial-free and about 10 minutes away from getting you on the phone for a chance to win $1,000 with Can't Crush Carla. It's Mogan Carla Mornings, B96. How you doing?